Lord, we bless your name. God, we lift you up. We exalt you. You are our Savior. You are our rest. You are our peace, Lord. You are our only hope in this world, in this life. There is no other hope. Curses the man who puts his trust in men or in princes, Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts you, Lord. And so we come to you and we just want to learn of you and know you, Lord. You are amazing. You sit on the throne and you give wisdom. Your word says that you alone are wise, God. You give comfort. You give counsel. You give encouragement. You're everything that we need. You give peace. It says in your scriptures that the Lord will bless his people with strength. Yes, the Lord will bless his people with peace. So you are all that for us, God, and we just lift you up and we seek you and we praise you. You deserve all of our worship. In your name we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. And I just pray that anyone listening who's carrying a burden, that you would be blessed in just seeing Jesus and how good he is and how trustworthy he is, how caring he is. We're going to be in Luke 17, starting verse 11. And, you know, the goal of these podcasts is really just lift up the Lord. It's just to lift up Jesus and to just keep it simple. You know, 2 Corinthians 11, Paul talks about the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. And it's so easy for that to get twisted and for us to focus on other things like our weaknesses or like our disconnection to God or our disinterest in the things of God. And really, it's just about Jesus Christ and worshiping him and praising him regardless of where we stand and just allowing him to meet us. Because when we worship him, when we praise him, when we lift him up, we see him. And then to see him is to worship him. So, you know, it's okay if you're imperfect. I'm imperfect. We're all imperfect. It's okay if you're not... if you don't know much about the Bible or if you don't know much about God, but if you could just see the Savior, Jesus Christ, and lift him up, you'll be blessed and he will speak with you. He will come into you and live in you. And if you're a believer already, he will manifest himself to you as you obey him and praise him. So let's jump into the scriptures. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, in verse 11, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." You know, it's important to have a little context that anyone with leprosy at that time was considered an outcast, and they were excommunicated from their village, and they had to announce to people that they were unclean. They had to announce to people that they had an affliction. And at that time, it was seen that if you had leprosy, you were cast away by God. And it's amazing to see how Jesus went out of his way to heal people and cleanse people with leprosy. But, you know, it's relevant for us because no matter who we are, no matter where we stand, we sometimes end up feeling like lepers. We feel as though ashamed, or for some reason we feel like we're outcasted, or we feel like we're unworthy. We feel that there's something wrong about us, that other people kind of have it figured out, but we don't. And we kind of stand afar. And some of us are very conscious of this, and some of us aren't conscious of it. We mask it with other things, but... all of us can have that sense of feeling unworthy and feeling like we're just separated. And I just want you to know that, like these men who stood distant from Jesus because they had to, because of law, they had to be separated from people, we can call out to him. We can call out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," and he'll have mercy, you know, because... a lot of times we try to focus on fixing ourselves or somehow making ourselves no longer the leper, but really we can't do that. It's Jesus who does it for us. And we're going to see how he does it for them. But I would encourage you, Jesus is the beginning, the middle, and the end of our healing. He's the beginning, the middle, the end of our walk. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. And again, it's just the simplicity of Jesus Christ. So this is just amazing, because he goes on to say, go and show yourselves to the priests, and they weren't even cleansed yet. So here's the power and mercy of our God. Seeing them having compassion, he goes and tells them to go to the priest as if they were healed. And that's how we ought to be. That's how we ought to be. We ought to worship God as if he's already done what he said he's done. Do you understand? Because he has already accomplished his work. In John 17, he says, my work has been accomplished. He says on the cross, it is finished. He died for us, and he is now our peace and our joy. He's our Savior. He's our abundant life. And if you call upon him, he's already accomplished all things in you. We've already been glorified, and all that stuff has happened already eternally in heaven. We're just kind of waiting for it to pass in our temporal bodies. But if you can just praise God as if he's already done his good work, if you can just walk in the Lord as if he's already done what's good for you, that will be life. That will be healing. We walk by faith, not by sight, the scripture says. If we walk by what's going on right now, we're going to be discouraged. But if we walk by according to what he's already done and promised, and we praise him according to that, we'll start seeing changes in our lives. Don't wait for things to change in your life to start praising God. Don't wait to be connected to God to start praising him. Don't wait to understand the Bible more, understand scripture more, go to church more, or to talk to your family more to start praising him. Give him praise now, amen, because you can be thankful for all, you can be thankful that you're breathing right now. You can be thankful that he woke you up. You can be thankful for so many things. But the number one thing we can be thankful for is that he came down and was beaten and spit on and hurt for us and killed so that we could have eternal life. So these people, these men, says that as they were going, they were cleansed. So they took a step out in faith, and as they were going, they were cleansed. They took a step out in faith. Now one of them, check this out. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Now, this is beneficial for us. This is good food for us. Many of us are believers, and God has done a great work in us. And, you know, sometimes God does the great work, and we just kind of go on with our lives like, all right, I'll go to church and I'll do the things that, you know, a believer is supposed to do. I'll read the Bible when I can, and you know, I'll go to church when I can, and I'll make sure I try to, you know, be good. But notice this man. I mean, the other nine, they did what Jesus told them to do. They went to the priests. But can I tell you what was missing is that this man saw who Jesus was. When he got healed, he saw who Jesus was, and he wanted to go back for more, and he went to praise him, and he glorified God. You know, back to the same thing, worshiping God, praising God. If you have been saved by Jesus Christ, if you have seen yourself, if you were witness to the new creation that you've become in Jesus Christ, we ought to be worshiping him and praising him. We ought to go back to him. That ought to take first place. That is how we fix our eyes on him. And I'm not trying to lay a burden on you. Hey, if you're not worshiping, you're not saved. Or if you're not worshiping, God's displeased with you. We are saved by grace, not of our own works, lest we should boast. I'm just trying to be a minister to how you can enter into the abundant life so that this Christian walk, this walk as a believer, it doesn't just feel like a regular everyday walk where it's no different than your life before Jesus, except that maybe you don't do some of the things you did before and you read the Bible when you can and go to church. That's not the abundant life. That's part of it. Amen. But the fullness of it is glorifying Jesus. It's glorifying God and praising him. And he understand, this man that came back understood the better part. And he was a Samaritan, it says. Samaritans were people who really, they couldn't stand Jews. They had a it was like a blood and crypt kind of thing. It was like they had no part of them, and they knew Jesus was a, he knew Jesus was a Jew. Came back to him. Also, just for anyone who wants confirmation that Jesus Christ is God, he wasn't just a good man or a prophet, because how would he let a man come back to him? It says he fell on his face at his feet. He worshiped Jesus. How could Jesus allow worship if he's not God? This is just another place where Jesus Christ is allowing himself to be worshiped. And, you know, you may notice when you read the scriptures here in the gospel, Jesus doesn't blatantly come out and say, I am God. That's not how he is. He's humble. He's gentle. God's nature, he always wants to be sought afterwards. He wants us to seek after him, to move closer to him, to realize what's going on, to see the bigger picture, to see what he's doing, and us to see him and then go after him and praise him. And that's what this man did, and that's what I encourage you to do. Start seeing Jesus in your everyday life. Start seeing him moment, detail by detail, event by event. Please don't let the sufferings, please don't let the things that are troublesome to you prevent you from seeing the goodness of Jesus, because that is a trick of the Satan. That is a trick of the devil, to make us not see Jesus, to put the blinders on us, and to make us focus and fix our eyes on our imperfections, or fix our eyes on the lust and pleasures of this world, or fix our eyes on achievements and accolades and success and financial problems. But fixing our eyes on Jesus, that's where we get the life. That's where we get the life, right where we're at. And that's what this man did. And Jesus blessed it. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Again, that's another place where I believe that Jesus Christ is equating himself with God. He's saying that this man's giving glory to God as he's worshiping him. But you see how those other 9, they missed out. Jesus is looking for people to come back and praise him. He's looking for you to go and worship him. He's looking for you to see who he is, to see what he's done in your life, to see what he's doing in your life, and to lift them up. I can't say it enough. Please don't be discouraged by what's going on around you. Please don't be distracted by the carrots that Satan hangs over us in this world, by the pleasures of this world. Don't be distracted by them. Don't be discouraged by your weaknesses. Please see Jesus, because that's when we really begin to get the healing and the life changing that we all need. And that's what he desires. That's what he desires. You know, my contention is that this man, all of them were cleansed. Everyone who's a believer in Jesus Christ, you're all born again. We're all going to be going to heaven. But I believe, and this is my opinion, some may disagree, that people who live the better part, people who live the experience of Jesus Christ in the abundant life, those are the people who continually praise him. Those are the people who continually give thanks to him, whose praise is continually in their mouth. Those people, I think, they really get a chance to get on the glory of God. And it says it in Psalms, the secret, the intimacy of God is for those who worship him. So I encourage you to do that. And he said to him, Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. So, you know, if I could just, again, just continue to encourage you. Direct your path. Direct your steps to the Lord. Start every day with lifting your hands up, or however you want to do it. Just give him thanks. Praise him. Because that's what he's looking for. He's healed us. He's healed us. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he's healed you, made you a new creation. And you know what? Sometimes we say, you know what? I want to praise God, but I can't even think of things to praise God or thank God for. Just ask him to reveal that to you. God, bring the things to mind what you're doing in my life. Open my eyes to see you more. We can always thank him for the cross. It says in Psalms that blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. You know, that's something that we could always thank God for. Amen. We can always thank God that we're never going to have to face the eternal consequences of our sin. We will never face the spiritual consequences of our sin. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you don't know his goodness, please, please invite him into your heart. Invite him into your life. You know, this is real. He really is coming back. He really manifested himself to the world. He's God, and he came down for you. He came down so that you would have eternal life and abundant life in him. And he wants to live this life in you, through you. He wants to bear the burdens with you. He says, come to me, all who are heavy laden. So I'd encourage you, you know, please, you know, it's Christ begging you through me. Be reconciled to God. If you're backsliding, if you don't think that you've accepted Jesus, be reconciled to him. Be friends with him. He's already a friend with you. Amen. Lift up your arms to him and ask him to heal, to cure you of your sinful nature, your disease. And he'll come and live with us besides our sinful nature. And he'll forgive us. And he will give us abundant life. And he will cause us. It says, blessed be the Lord and God who always makes us not to stumble. He's able not to make us stumble. So be encouraged. And I pray that the Holy Spirit is just speaking to you right now. Don't shy away from the Lord. Please don't be distracted today. Please don't be distracted from giving Jesus his due praise. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.